Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up. It's time to go. Zach Amico's got a show. Animals are here to play. Jokes and guests to start your day. Tell the Sandman no more sleep. Eat some eggs and cook some beef. Laughter's waiting. Don't be shy. Stretch your legs and touch the sky. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico.
Hello, hello, hello. It is a fine and dandy Monday morning here in New York City. We're coming to you live from the Gas Digital Studios, and it's me, your other boy, the international superstar Zach Amico, and I am pleased as punch to have two very funny, wonderful guests across the table from me, from the Great Hang podcast. It is the multi-talented, hilarious, and wonderful Micah Fox.
Yo, thanks for having me, Zachary.
Thank you very much for being here, and next to her, one of my favorite people, Zaya Duji. How you doing, dog?
What's up, buddy? I'm good.
Is Indian
electric in here. It is electric.
I have a question just for you, because sometimes we write jokes just for the other one. So, if Indian people wrote the Kama Sutra, shouldn't it be called Thank You, Come Again?
Oh, I used to have that joke where I was like, after I'm so Indian.
Oh, good,
after,
we both stink.
Yeah. I was like, after
because he's Indian.
Yeah, I was like, after sex, I say, thank you, come again.
Okay, good. But so I'm glad, like, I'm a hack.
No, but it's like stupid throwaway jokes for fun that people always.
I mean, that'll kill in most shows. Yeah. Have you guys thought about taking that on Kill Tony? Because.
I mean, I've only thought about that exclusively for a long time.
I have gotten to my head thought about if I had to do a minute on there, what I would choose. And it's definitely the hackiest thing I do.
I would start with, is that the light?
I would do the hackiest dog shit I do.
Watch it crush.
All right, let's hear your Kill Tony.
I'm not doing
one.
It. Oh, no, I don't want to burn it because I'm doing it on my half an hour.
Oh, you are doing
that's
it?
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's a lot of 30 Kill Tony appearances.
Yeah, it's a lot. I'm building it up.
Yeah. Whenever I'm trying to book a gig on the road, they're like, how many Kill Tonys can you do? And I'm like, oh, I got like 45 good Kill Tonys and about
12 minutes of bullshit crowd work Kill Tony.
And then I got 20 panel, you know.
Yeah, we do a Q&A. By the way, there's nothing screams I'm not ready to headline yet more than when people end with the half an hour Q&A. Where the feature or the host comes back up.
That's so funny that stand-up just became a Q&A, literally.
Oh, we're in the clip market, baby.
Yeah.
Where are you going to get those clips?
Nowhere.
Where are you going to find out where people work and then watch somebody go, okay.
Yeah. I think it was
Nate. That girl's special is my favorite, and don't fucking dog it.
Nathan McIntosh the other day was like, yeah, that's why I did this. I just really want to know what people do for a living.
It's the worst because
I'm asking because I'm getting ideas.
Yeah, I really just want to know
what they
want.
You see it on the road now. Like, they'll be like 2 years in, and their act is crowd work. Like, you know, what do you, but then it's never like a response. They just go,
Yeah, I started.
Yeah. Noted.
It's like, but it's fascinating. It's like, that's not even good conversation.
Yeah. I told Nathan I started asking people how they would kill themselves.
That's funny.
Because they would always go, what? And I go, I swear we'll get through this. And then eventually it does become like, oh, I have one. And then they're all talking to each other. I'm like, look, that's funny.
Well,
we all thought about it.
I mean, I think that's a great conversation starter. Yeah. Of course, there's
it's so insane.
Right. It's like, are you basic, I'm going to go out with pills quietly, or are we going to fuck somebody's life up?
Yeah.
You know, are you going to book the worst B&B in the world and ruin their life?
Ooh, that's good. Rental. A rental suicide.
Oh, hell
that's
yeah.
Great.
Like fucking Reggie Watts' girlfriend for some reason
Holy
we know
shit.
About.
I'd try to leave a review. Hated it. Killed myself. Watch that fucking property tank.
You're like, the suicide note is in the guest book.
It's on a post-it on the fridge.
You leave a treasure map to your will.
Sorry, I couldn't take out the trash.
See, that's the difference between me and you. I'm so worried about inconveniencing people that I've actually thought if I'm going to kill myself, I have to get a room on the first floor of the hotel.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Because I don't want people to have to get me in the elevator.
Get the highest one. Have them take you out via the window.
Yeah, they had to do. They did
like
that
a
for
grand,
somebody
like
recently.
A grand piano.
They did that for a guy recently, who
I think I saw it.
He hit a thousand.
If we ever do a mockumentary about your life, I'm 100% ending it with we have to throw your body out a window onto a trampoline.
You're like the Macy's Day Parade from '98. Oh shit! There goes Amik. Oh, he's back up again.
Well, he still got it. He still got it.
Call it a dead fat bounce.
He's still good. He's still good. He's just a little slimy. He's still good. He's still good. Let's get plugs out of the way. Ryan, where are you going to be able to check out, dog?
I have a brand new live stream with my buddy Trey Tutson and Michael Day-Day. Great comics. Is that the music for a plug? Yeah, I was like, are you signing me? Are you fucking playing me off?
No, it's your plug music.
Every Sunday on YouTube, Dumb as Hell with Trey Tutson and Michael Day-Day. It's a live stream. Come do it. It's very funny, and they're both great comics. So check it out on YouTube and on Instagram, Dumb as Hell Pod on Instagram.
Fantastic, Miss Fox.
Yo, thank you so much. It's on my social, MYKAFOX. And of course, I still have an OnlyFans for some reason at the_fox_whole spelled with a zero to make the whole bigger. Please watch my podcast, Great Hang with Micah and Tim. You guys know Tim McLaughlin. He's great. Takes an L like nobody. Check us out on YouTube or anywhere you get your pods. And is this live?
It's live on Gas, and it'll be on YouTube in a couple days.
Perfect. This Wednesday, 420. Whatever's 420.
Hitler's birthday.
I'm doing a
Columbine
show, climate defiance show, with a bunch of people, Judah Friedlander, Andy Haynes, a bunch of people. It's going to be really fun at Littlefield, so come check me out there.
Fantastic. Did Littlefields recently for the first time. Thought I was going to bomb. And had an okay time.
Oh, okay.
Decent set from a group of people that I thought was really going to hate
me. It's swinging back the other way.
Yeah.
People got tired of hating comedy, I think.
They're historically bad.
Yeah.
But, and I know the climate show, I'm like, ugh.
I felt bad. I think it's good. I had to go right before Todd Barry, and all I thought was just Todd Barry in the back thinking, what the fuck is this? What is this horse shit I have to follow?
You should get Zach to be the sun.
Oh, yeah.
Follow me on Instagram at Zach is not funny. punchup.live/ZachAmico for all my dates. Most importantly, May the 23rd, I'm filming my first half an hour special.
Woo!
At the Creek of the Cave in Austin, Texas. It's myself and one young Tim Butterly splitting up that time, 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. Also, if you love the show, head on over to GasDigital.com today. Use my promo code ZOO. Save a little bit of money on your subscription. Get your episodes early, ad-free, and uncensored. Get the live chat and the archives. Thousands of hours of all your favorite Gas shows from the last decade. Plus, you get our Friday bonus show. We do three of these a week. If you want all three, you got to subscribe. And hey, just for shits and giggles, just announced, if you're going to be in Vegas this weekend, I'm there for Juggalo Championship Wrestling Midnight Show Friday at the Collective. I will be out there, and then I'm driving to LA to do the JCW show that Saturday. So come hang out, bring some Faygo, and thank you for listening to the program. All right.
Your plugs are always.
Yep.
Just, it's like a Mad Lib.
Yeah. Sorry. I gotta do clown wrestling. Yeah.
I'll be doing a live comedy at the last Blockbuster in Oregon.
If you know that ditch on the end of Mulberry Drive, I'm going to be pulling up roots.
Yeah. I'll be headlining Arby's Fest.
I would love to headline Arby's.
I also would like to do that.
I would kill at Arby's Fest. They wouldn't have to. Dude, there would be no money exchange.
Yeah.
I would be paid in horsey sauce.
Gift cards and horsey sauce.
No, just horsey sauce.
Horsey sauce.
I'm walking out with a case of horsey.
They're stapling it to your body like dollar bills.
Faygo did that. Faygo had a family member who was ill, and they loved Arby's, and they couldn't get to one. And they loved the Arby's, the red sauce.
Oh, yeah.
And Arby's sent, like, three cases to the guy's house.
Oh, my God.
That's Arby's cool. Rules, dude. I've had this conversation. Okay, we can do this. And I talk fast food too much on the show.
I don't mind.
I listened to people break down. They did a survey if people could a la carte choose a fast food meal.
Oh,
from
good.
A thing from any restaurant. You could basically Frankenstein anything
Let's
you want.
Let's fucking go.
And I believe, Shannon, if you could look it up, what came out was Big Mac.
Solid.
No, excuse me. It was Burger King burger, McDonald's fries and nuggets, Dairy Queen shake, and there was one other thing that people really liked. I think it was from Culver's.
Culver's rules. Have you ever had it?
Oh yeah.
Oh, it's the best.
So what are we? What are we thinking?
I'll let Micah go first.
Oh, I mean, I eat fast food the least out of the three of
us.
That's
why I figured, because as soon as you said fast food, you're like, Jesus Christ.
No, no, but I love it, and of course, I grew up
on
it. I
feel like Tim sleeps on it.
We unfortunately moved him to right across the street from McDonald's, and there's a Popeyes and a Qdoba. They just put a Chipotle in. Chipotle, by the way, fallen off so fucking hard.
Yes, it has. What, I remember Chipotle being real restaurant, but at least elevated fast.
I was excited when I saw it was coming in because there are so many like Ecuadorian street carts around, and I'm like, hell yeah, this is going to put them out of business. My streets are going to quiet down and I get a Chipotle. You know, I was like, the gentrifier in me was fucking so excited. And then I went to that Chipotle and it was such dog shit. I was like, man, it was all for nothing.
I always think it's based off of who works there. Like, I'm convinced like the best Taco Bell is when Indians run it, which is happens to be the worst 7-Eleven.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Like, who
runs
the
place? I
didn't
know there was a 7-Eleven not run by Indians.
There are, and when it is, you're like, this is going to be a good 7-Eleven. But if you see a Taco Bell run by Indians, go there. It's going to be fucking fire.
I will go. Same with Dunkin'.
Yeah, Dunkin'.
Indian runs a good Dunkin'.
Indian runs.
Are the only people that run Dunkin's, though.
No, but there's other. When you go outside of our bubble, you get, like, Polish.
Huh.
All different kinds of immigrants take over the Dunkin' franchises.
Really?
And this is what, so for me, it's dollar pizza. If it's Mexicans in the back, go.
If it's
Indians or Arabs,
get the hell out of there.
No.
Yeah.
Thank you, Haji.
Ketchup pizza and shit?
It's like naan. They don't get it. Mexicans can bang out a dollar pizza quick.
These are non-essential workers.
No.
I hate myself.
So I think the Mexicans have access, or at least
threatened to kill himself at least three times.
We do this.
Yeah.
This
is what we do.
Pun city. But
let's go. He's a real pun job.
I'll give it to you.
So what I've heard is that a lot of the Indian and Arab dollar pizzas, they buy expired ingredients.
No.
Oh, because they don't care if we live or die.
And the Mexican ones, they will spend a few more cents because they're not paying a living wage to the workers.
Got it.
They're not even paying their own a living wage? But the Indians do pay their
brother. They're not picking up strays.
I've been literally taken... I've tried this, but it only works in New York. But I've been taking little videos of any pizzeria that's run by Indian people because I go, this is one of the trends that no one talked about.
Yeah.
Where we slowly took over pizzerias in New York.
I have not noticed this at all.
Oh, now that we mentioned it, you're only going to pick up on it. It's not even just dollar slices. It's just like, it's just slowly happening.
Yeah, it's any shitty pizza that also has a buffet.
I think maybe I'm not going to the same places you
No,
are
you
going.
Are not. No. I'm digging through the trash. I'm like, what's that in the corner? I'll fucking eat that.
Indian pizza.
Yeah. What's that, half an orange on 6th Street? All right, let's go.
Indian pizza is where you take the dough and you just grab the ingredients with your hand.
So, Shannon, did you find the study I was talking about where they ask people a la carte what their meal would be?
Yeah.
I didn't. I just saw like a bunch of forums. I didn't see you said a study?
Yeah.
I didn't see a study.
It's all right.
What would you get, Zaid?
I'd gotta go chalupa.
Ooh.
Just like steak or beef chalupa.
I think Taco Bell goes under the radar.
I think
for
the entree, I'd gotta go chalupa on it. I wanna say that I feel like in this case, White Castle onion rings are gonna take a nice cameo in there. Jack in the Box jalapeno poppers. I'm going the outskirts here. Because we can only do like one plus sides, right?
Do what you want.
Do what I want. Oh, because this is. Then I'm like, oh fuck, this is crazy.
5 hours later, he's listed.
You're bleeding out of your eyes.
He's
salivating.
Yeah. That's how I salivate.
That's why his chair's wet.
I salivate out of my eyes. I'm a frog. I tried to start this conversation with Mrs. Amico. To which she went, why would I want to talk about that?
Because she's playing a game and wanted no part of me. That's so funny. She's like, you can tell me yours, I guess, because I figured you already were thinking about it.
That's funny.
And you only asked me because you want to tell me yours. And I was like, yes.
Yeah, that's exactly correct.
That's a relationship with a man in a nutshell.
100%.
So I said that
Wait, KFC potato wedges, and I'm going to go last thing.
Strong.
I'm going to go McDonald's Sprite.
Oh.
And maybe a McFlurry, because come on, let's go.
Yeah, Butterfinger McFlurry has to go. Yes. But they took away the Butterfinger in most locations, and I'm like, why?
That's wild. I didn't know that.
It's the best.
Yeah, it's such so
they
good.
They have, like, now that's just Oreos and M&Ms, and I'm like, first of all, M&Ms should never be an ice cream.
Especially
it makes it
plain.
Hard.
It's the worst one.
People who like that they have, like, mush for brains.
Yeah, what is this, the 50s?
Yeah.
Why is regular M&Ms even in the mix? Get out of here.
Probably because they're shelf stable.
Oh, disgusting. The gay smarties.
Maybe deal with Santa Claus.
What?
The deal with Santa Claus. Yeah. So I said if we were trying to figure out the rules. Okay. So I said it doesn't have to be a national chain because we travel.
Okay. This motherfucker's eating Jollibee.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I've never had Jollibee.
Let's go.
It does look good though, because I love gravy and chicken. In that order.
I smell album title.
I was going to ask if Portillo's counts, but I said the ramification should be there should be at least 1,000 of them.
No, Portillo's.
And Portillo's, there is 990, because I looked it up last night.
Oh, that's funny. I don't think Portillo's for me is not fast food. It's there, but I don't think it's like, it's like Schlotsky's. I don't think it's fast food.
I found the thing.
Oh, great. Thank you, Shannon.
So... if you want to, do you want to finish yours or do you want me to share?
No, tell us this one first, babe.
Okay, so you can share the screen real quick. So for the main dish, it says Americans prefer either hamburger from Burger King, 39% of people, or a chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A, 51%.
Yeah. Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A's great.
The side dishes, chicken nuggets.
Boo.
Or french fries from McDonald's.
Yeah, it's
chicken
basic.
Nuggets are so gross.
It's just basic.
They leave a weird film coating on your mouth for like a good 24 hours. You can't brush that out.
It's like the Captain Crunch. Remember after you had Captain Crunch, the roof of your mouth is
or you don't need to brush because you have a protective coating for everything else you're going to eat.
That might be the glass fattest thing
empty,
I've
glass,
ever.
Glass half empty, glass half full.
I mean, Fox, they're right? Prescribing chicken nuggets for when you have a clog in your toilet you need to grease out.
If it weren't for chicken nuggets, I wouldn't have that clog.
Right. that
seems like Big Chicken Nuggets trying to get twice as much money out of me.
Yeah.
That's Big Nug.
It's hair of the clog.
All right, go ahead.
For a drink, it's soda from McDonald's, which is pretty generic, or a Sonic iced tea.
Okay.
Ooh, yeah, hell yeah. Sonic iced tea rules.
And then the best milkshake comes from Dairy Queen, it says. And then they have like favorites as far as like burgers, side, etc.
I love this.
So I'm gonna go out there and say that the best fast food meal cannot possibly be cobbled together from multiple places. I think they are paired perfectly in house.
Oh, you're taking the under.
All
right.
When I think about the perfect meal takeout meal, I'm like, I want all McDonald's everything. I want all Popeyes everything. I'm not going around. They match up the flavors and their weird chemical things perfectly to suit itself. When you mix and match, all of a sudden.
You've never done a bang bang?
What?
You've never done a bang bang?
What's a bang bang?
You go to this is the first season of Louie. Yeah. They go out to eat, and then they go out to eat immediately after.
Oh.
I've done that by like walking into like, I've sent photos to people like at the end of the night where I'm like, I went to Popeyes, I got this.
Yeah.
Then I went to Taco Bell, and I got this. And I put both of them on the plate, and I just fucking jizzed in my heart. It's like, oh, God, I love this so much.
I mean, maybe I'm just not
like
meant to live.
Like my...
You know, like maybe I'm not meant to live, laugh, love the way you are.
All right, let me ask you one topping on this thing, because what's your favorite sauce from any of them? Because for me, it's Taco Bell cheese sauce. Ooh. I could stack that in the top shelf of my fridge.
Just the Taco Bell queso.
Just that. It's plastic. It's perfectly yellow. It's like Benjamin Moore yellow.
I mean, it's got to be Big Mac sauce.
Ooh.
How do you fuck that up?
Part of me wants to go McDonald's barbecue.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
But as an Arby's aficionado, the Arby's horsey
sauce.
The horseradish sauce is, but it only goes with
Arby's.
Right.
That, or it might be, you know what it might be good on though?
Chicken tendies?
I would say that, or And by the way, I love taking the Chinese food mustard and using
chicken nuggets. Yo, me too.
Chinese. Very underrated thing with chicken nuggets, and this is a very fat thing to come out of me, so watch out. Maple syrup.
This is him before he talks to a prostitute.
Maple syrup.
Maple syrup on your chicken tendies?
Or nugs.
Oh, nugs.
Chicken and waffles.
Well, yeah. I think honey is the, like, if I'm going to go there, I'm going to go honey.
Honey, very underrated.
I can't do the sweet and the thing. It doesn't, it's like weird for me. It's like when you guys, and I say you guys, I mean the whites.
Yeah.
With the cranberry sauce at Thanksgiving. I like lose my mind when I see that.
Are you kidding me? All that like heavy, herby shit, you need to cut it with that sweet
with
and
acid. Jam?
Yeah, oh, it's great. Yeah.
My mom does mint jelly with lamb still, and that one's too much for me.
I can't do it.
What are you talking about, Mr. Chutney? Get the fuck out of here. He's like, cranberry sauce.
Hey, Mr. Chutney's his father.
How do you know my OnlyFans handle? Mr. Chutney is fucking awesome.
Thanks for the $20, by the way.
It was my last one. I got to go work at a fucking dollar pizza place.
This is lossy one.
Well, you caught me because I would have spit out my coffee on that.
I think Horse Fest might go good with what I think is the best discontinued fast food item, the Taco Bell Grilled Double XL Steak Burrito.
That was a good one. That was a good one.
The Taco Bell steak is way better than you think.
I'm like,
it's actual real horsey.
I almost never eat fast food, so when I do, I go back to when I ate it as a kid. So it's like, I'm a loyalist, you know what I mean? If I'm going to Taco Bell, I'm going to have their soft taco.
Yes,
cinnamon throat scratchers.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why those are on the menu, dude.
I will never not order them.
They're super easy. I think they're the easiest thing in the world to make.
It's like a tasty pork rind?
Yeah, it's cinnamon sugar air pork, and I love it.
I think it's a little piece of
sandpaper.
I think it's a little piece of pasta, deep fried.
Really? Oh my god.
Oh, I wonder. That's how the actual Mexicans do it, but I don't think that's how Taco Bell's doing it. I feel like they've got their own like corn mash or
something.
Yeah,
I'm sure it's something.
Yeah.
My friend just tried horse sashimi in Japan. He said it was awesome.
No, raw horse.
He said it was surprisingly good.
He ate that horse bareback.
It was like really tiny slices.
God, they're really gluing stuff together there.
They eat horse in a lot more places than it's weird that we don't.
It's crazy. We're supposed to race them, not eat them. What the fuck?
Yeah.
All right. Nothing. That was
I know like someone who's telling me that like they ate dog when inappropriate, and he was like, it's the most delicious meat I ever had in my life.
Yuck.
And
I can't even.
He's from the Philippines, that's right. And he's like, the dogs there, they're not like, you don't like pet them or whatever. They like snap and you fucking hate them and you're kind of glad they're dead and eating them.
Oh. Was the meat rough?
He said it was delicious.
Pause.
Thank you.
Hey guys, today's episode is brought to you by our great friends at YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. That's right, stop going to smoke shops, bodegas, or gas stations and getting a little bit of Kratom at a time and you don't even know what's in there. When you go to YoKratom.com today, they have the best strains, the best customer service, and they're the marquee sponsor of everything we do here at Gas. If you don't use Kratom, don't start on my account, but if you use Kratom for one of its many, many benefits, there's only one place in the world, and there's no promo code needed. Why? It's already the best deal in the world of Kratom. $60 for a whole kilo delivered right to your gosh darn door. So check them out today, guys. YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. All right, let's get back into the program. All right, so I think I want to go Arby's beef and cheddar is my meal.
Okay.
If I could do a second thing with it, Taco Bell, maybe chicken quesadilla.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Or steak quesadilla.
Okay.
I can't even fathom eating chicken at Taco Bell. Like, I can't, like,
this is driving
never
Mike
in
nuts.
A million, like, when there's Popeyes out there, you know, when there's, like, when there's Chick-fil-A.
All excellent.
But that's, like, real chicken that they handle perfectly. I feel like... There's no way they're not microwaving the chicken at a Taco Bell.
Oh, they
of
are.
Course.
Of course they are. I don't go there for the proper cooking methods.
No.
I go there for the deep shame and regret I feel afterwards. Yeah, this is a mistake all around. It's like
I go there for a bag. I go there for a bag of whatever a black kid just threw in it. That's not what I ordered. I would like a black kid who does not make eye contact once without my order.
Yeah.
And then gives me all the wrong shit.
Yeah.
And then 85 napkins.
Yes. It's a good napkin place.
It's a good napkin spot.
Did you know that if you walk into any Taco Bell wearing a motorcycle helmet, they'll just give you a bag of food?
Oh, that's smart.
Did you know if you walk into any?
I mean, there was a while I was just straight up picking up to-go orders and like playing like to-go roulette. Just out of my broke shit, because I'm like,
whatever.
Not my fucking problem. Especially a Starbucks, and you're like, oh, you want me to get in a line where it smells like weird burning plastic in there, wait for a drink, it's pay $7, or I can just look at what's on the to-go thing, grab the closest idea, and move it on.
This is why part of me is like, the MAGA thing, clearly, I don't know, I'm not for it. But food-wise, I'm for it.
What's MAGA food?
Like, it's got to, it's like when, like, smoothies and shit were made with, like, real ice cream and the beef was, like, actually beef.
Yeah, but now everything's so fucking expensive and it's still shit.
It was a dime back then. Let's go back to that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, everything is fucking, but McDonald's costs more than, like, getting a diner now.
Yeah, how is it MAGA food to be back in time?
No, I'm saying we should go back into the 50s when we were first coming out with
that. I see. Okay,
And everything was, like, real and fresh.
Yeah, I say we back it up further to when Coca-Cola had cocaine in it.
Yes!
That's when we were a proper country.
Yeah, and back when slaves could do all the work for us.
Well, when you're busy on your methadone smoothie.
I'm convinced that that's how Mount Rushmore got started.
Is the cocaine Coca-Cola?
Yeah, because that's a Coke idea to be like, we should put the president's faces on the side of a mountain and go up there and actually do it.
You see how beautiful that mountain is? Yeah. What if we put somebody with a really weird face on it?
Yeah, there's no way.
And don't knock this night. You would get prescribed a vibrator for your women in town.
I would need one because none of the men could make me come.
True. You had a little snuff box, a little
so
box.
It's just, what's the difference then?
Right. You ain't wrong, Zach.
You know, there's some good ideas there, you know.
All right, so I want to take potato wedges from KFC.
Let's go.
As the fries.
You guys like those?
They're so good. They're so good.
They're so stodgy.
I don't even chew. I swallow them. Like
I would even
go
maybe as a side, instead of the quesadilla, a KFC Famous Bowl.
Ooh, okay. Oh, come on now. Now you're just pissing me off.
They're great.
A Famous Bowl? I don't even.
I know everyone's like, yeah, Patton had a bit about it. Okay, it's just a fucking pot pie minus the bread.
So it's a slop bucket for you. Do you eat it face first?
Yes, with my hands behind my back.
Dear God.
Have you, dude.
Do you have to like breathe through your nose while you eat that shit?
If I could breathe through my nose, we wouldn't be here right now.
There is no way they serve that thing with a fork.
Yes, they do.
No, it's a spork.
Yes, it is a spork.
You know the KFC spork.
And if.
No, they.
Yeah, dude.
That thing comes with a funnel. I guarantee it.
It's delicious. Somebody has to book. AJ, can you back me up that the Famous Bowl is good?
Famous Bowl is incredible. It's just a nice combination of all the things it wants. You want some mashed potatoes. You want some gravy. You want some chicken. Like,
you
it's
can't get
right
back
there.
Up cheese, from gas interns. Like, absolutely not.
He's a producer now.
Oh. I mean, it's Gas Digital. That's what we're talking about.
Come on, and now they do it with mac and cheese instead of...
You don't want this? You don't want all five right now?
Instead of mashed potatoes? Come on, dude.
Come on, look at the colonel. He's so happy to serve that to you. You know, he fought. He fought for us.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
And he's got subliminal messaging in the logo.
Where?
His tie's a little body.
Oh, I forgot about that. People used to think that was his whole body, right?
Yeah. His tie's a little body, and the KFC girl, her collar spells mom.
That's Wendy's.
That's what I meant. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Forgive me.
It's
yes.
Okay. We'll let it slide.
Thank you. No so, yeah, those are mine. And then
be careful.
And yeah, if you're doing soda, it's got to be McDonald's.
Sure.
Because they do the special version. Mm-hmm. Unless you're on the road, then maybe a Mr. Pibb.
Ooh, he's no doctor, but.
Maybe a good Mr. Pibb or a Mellow Yellow. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I would put, because I'm not including, if this is breakfast, it's fucking McDonald's. If
McDonald's you have breakfast is unparalleled. Jack in the Box comes close.
Yeah. Jack in the Box is okay. The only thing that I've had that's come close is Bojangles' breakfast is surprisingly good.
Yeah. I'm realizing we've now been on this for 28 minutes.
Yeah, it's called Good Radio.
Let's go. Come on. What are we doing?
I'm not trying to stop it, this is how serious this is.
It's a morning zoo show.
Yes.
And what do they do on morning zoo?
Right, kill time.
Kill fucking time.
Imagine if you...
I don't have any songs to go. I can't go, now Soul Asylum.
Yeah, fuck Kill Tony. We're doing Kill Timey, and it is not 1 minute. It is 28 minutes, and it's all about KFC potato wedges.
Which are great.
Look, I'll say this. I say the country goes down the shitter the minute that KFC starts doing breakfast. The minute you walk in, you go 11 a.m., 10:38 a.m., you walk in, you go, give me a famous bowl. It's
well,
over.
For people that go to KFC, that is breakfast. That is, noon is breakfast.
Noon. Oh my God. Noon is when KFC should start. Anything before noon, if you're ordering KFC.
But I used to. My band used to practice by a Kennedy Fried Chicken in Patterson, and they were open from 1 p.m. to 4:30 in the morning.
Correct.
It should have just said when they're awake.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
My grandfather used to own one back in the day in the 70s.
I did not know that. Yeah, very good.
Yeah. And then he sold it, and then I don't know what the fuck happened. He died or something.
Wow, that's a beautiful story.
Yeah. Those things are unrelated, but I don't want to.
That Kennedy Fried Chicken had bulletproof.
He was assassinated. They think it was one.
Yeah, it was a chicken.
Yeah.
it was bulletproof glass with bullet holes in it. The. You know the thing at the liquor store where you put your money in and they like a Lazy Sue's in it?
Sure.
Yeah.
It was that to get your chicken.
Ooh, yeah.
I love it.
And the front counter had the Cokes and Pepsis on the bottom.
Okay.
And orange, purple, and grape and pineapple soda on top.
Oh, yeah.
And they had rolling papers at the counter.
Let's fucking go.
I mean,
it knew its business.
What else do you need?
It knew its business.
Yeah.
I'm sure you could get the weed for it too if you asked for the
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh yeah.
Also, do you think when the Lazy Susan came out, there was one lady who's like, "That's about me." Right when they named it that, she's like, "Why does everyone keep talking about me?"
Do you know a nice Susan?
I don't know any Susans.
Tim's mom is a Susan.
What?
And she's very well, but we call her Sue. So actually, I don't even know if her name is Susan. I just assume it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
So my best friend is a lovely man, but he has severe ADHD.
Mm.
So when he texts me, he also has a child who's got most of his attention.
And his name is Louis J. Gomez.
No, it is not Louis. Though I have a type.
Oh, okay.
Dads.
Yeah. And he will text me a sentence fragment.
Yeah.
And now I have to play detective to figure out what our conversation's about, because now he's halfway into it. And I don't know what we're talking about yet. So yesterday I just got a text. Someone's anniversary of their first boner.
Huh.
And I went, well.
Okay.
Are we celebrating yours?
Yeah,
is it your kids? Why do you know that? So immediately I go, do I know them? And then I wrote, do you mark it on the wall like height, but the other way?
The only time I'm remembering the first time I get hard or get aroused or something would have to be if it was like at the most inappropriate time that has a very specific date, like a grandfather's funeral or something.
Oh, yeah. And you go, that's going to be something later.
Yeah.
So then after he leaves me hanging, he goes, or period party. And I go, what? He goes, which makes you? And then sends me the emoji of just the smiley face with star sunglasses.
Oh, I like that one.
And I went, you're going to have to break it down. And then he gets frustrated because he can't type it out. It is like he gets frustrated.
Oh, he's the frustrated one? I'm
so then he
right
has
now.
To leave me an audio message.
Yeah.
So I'll see the beep. I'll see like the dot that it on. And I'm like, okay, I'm about to get an explanation.
So what was it?
And it was that he saw a picture of a girl's period party.
Huh.
Okay.
Where they had like a red cake and they were all in red. Bert talks about it in his act.
Is
they
this
did
a
it
thing
for his
that people
daughter.
Do?
It's,
I think they do it for like
do it for me.
Young, like the new generation does it to like take away the stigma and shame of having being on the wreck.
Oof. Oh, but it's so weird to celebrate a bodily function that comes at like different times. It's like, hey, Susan's got tits. It's like, shut the fuck up.
So then he was like,
she didn't tell me what the hell.
He goes, don't you think that's weird? That would be like if we celebrated a kid's first boner. I went, no, it would be like if we celebrated his first load.
Yeah.
And that would be weird.
Yeah, yes. That's super weird.
But the period thing, I guess I get. Because you want girls to not be ashamed.
They do that in Native American cultures. I know they have like a celebration.
Look what happened to them.
Yeah. They survived even our worst attempts.
Yeah.
Just ruining all those polio blankets.
Dude, I just
got blood on the polio
blanket. Fuck, dude. I use that for polio.
Now I need to figure out what gets out polio and blood.
Oh, dude, I want to go back in time.
OxyClean, by the way.
To have the greatest racist Native American joke.
Yeah.
This I would have to go to the, like, 60s for this to even be a joke.
Oh, what do you got?
Let's hear it.
How can you tell when a Native American woman's on her period? She really wears it on her face.
Holy shit.
That's fun.
Yeah, you can wipe it off, but there's no teepee.
We really should start doing that, you know.
Yeah.
Bringing it back?
The war paint?
Yeah, war paint.
Yeah, it's like Ash Wednesday, so we know where you're at. Yeah, stay away from Susan today, dude.
Blowjob Thursday.
Is that a milk mustache?
So I was like, I don't think it's that gross. But then I talked to my chick about it, and I was like, what would you name your period? And she goes, Susan.
There
and
we
I was
go.
Like, why?
I was waiting.
And she's like, guys, waiting. Never met a nice Susan. And it just seems like a name I want to be mad at. Yeah, like, fucking Susan's here now.
Yeah.
And I can only think of one. I have an Aunt Susan, and she's a fucking cunt.
Well, now she's going to unsubscribe to this fucking podcast now.
My wife, who has nothing mean to say about most people, unless they're Lois, or someone else in my life that she doesn't trust completely to keep me alive. We were at my grandma's funeral, and she hugged my one cousin, hugged my next cousin, said, I'm so sorry, and walked up to me and went, hello, Zachary, and walked away. And my wife just laughed, goes, what a fucking cunt. Who was that?
That's so funny.
Hello, Zach. Why? Full name?
Yeah.
What's the deal there?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Probably doesn't. I got a lot of backlash a couple years ago in my family. So I think some of them are kind of embarrassed to me.
Huh.
What do you mean backlash?
I took a photo with a statue of my uncle where I was pretending to blow him.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's pretty funny.
They put a statue of my uncle in Sea Caucus.
That's pretty incredible.
Well, you saw Caucus and you sucked Caucus.
Yeah, and he's sitting on a bench. So I took a picture.
Yeah.
I just didn't think you could lean over that
pretending
far.
Pretending to suck his... I'm kneeling on a bench next to him with my hand in his crotch.
Then spent the next half hour trying to get up.
He's got a metal newspaper and everything. It wasn't easy.
Like he dies, they make a statue of him next to his own uncle.
Yeah. Somebody dies trying to blow that one.
Yeah. It's a public trying nuisance. To fuck that one behind.
It falls on them. It's like the horse at the Colorado airport. My eyes glow red in the night.
Yeah, the Amico family sort of runs that block, actually.
Oh, who's that human statuepede?
Statuepede.
And when I posted that, apparently a number of my family members were very upset.
Mm.
And
oh, come
said,
on.
I believe the quote was, we can't believe he would ever stoop so low.
That's brilliant.
As to embarrass the family like that. And I was like, you have no idea how low I would stoop.
Yeah.
To fucking, for a chuckle at the expense of you fucking nothings. You fucking starch collar fucking.
That's great.
It's hard to imagine you even from a starch collar family.
That side of the family is.
I picture your entire family just complete psychopaths. Like,
no, know. I come from decent stock. I mean,
you love starches though.
Yes, I do. I'm the issue.
Yeah.
It was either that funeral or another one. Some lady nagged me so hard. She was like, oh, well, your one cousin's a doctor, and this one's a this, and this one's a teacher, and look, a comedian. We have one of everything.
Yeah.
And I was like, ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's start the podcast.
Yeah, let's start the show, huh?
We can start recording now, Shannon. Thank you.
Well, I mean,
37
just for just
fast food and blowing a statue.
Yeah.
Period party. Let's begin.
Okay. So we do have a game we've been loving here on the show.
Ooh.
It is so far only one winner. And this is another edition of Indian versus Train.
Oh, is the Jew the train?
No. It's actual trains.
Okay. I thought all right.
Not their least favorite form of
transportation.
This is a phenomenon. If you want to go on Reddit, there's Reddit / Indians around trains.
Okay.
And we have been playing this game, Indians versus Trains. So far, Trains undefeated.
Okay.
Am I about to watch a lot of Indians get fucking murked?
No.
Okay.
No. So this is another edition of Indian versus Train. Shannon, let's see it. So we're watching this lady in the orange.
horrific accident. I'm about to watch a bunch of people get murked.
No, you're not. And she's fine. She made it.
Jesus. Why was she in there?
So people discard wood, and I believe she was collecting some of the wood. And then...
this is what's about to happen to America. Like, we're like 3 years away from this.
You shouldn't collect loose wood.
I would not have crossed that path.
Yeah. With a train coming.
Damn, that is like...
all right, that's one more for train.
Yeah.
That's like Final Destination shit.
Yeah, yeah, she almost made it.
Like, she was, like, so close.
What's crazy is, like, whenever I see, like, you know, jackhammering on the side of the road in the city, I always cross the street in case some piece flies off, because I'm like, I know that shit's going to... people die from that kind of stuff all
That's the whole Final Destination thing, where you see, like, all the things coming together, and then you're like...
or there's the thing where somebody's window will be cracked, and, like, a shard of wood will shoot out of something through the crack in their window and kill them. And it's just, like, one of those things, like... How could it be that perfect?
Yeah.
I mean, all of our lives have been foretold. We're just waiting to see how it
goes.
True,
block theory. I did see, this is like sort of similar, relevant, but I'm not sure. But this is like one of the funniest things I've ever seen in New York. There was a woman on the train, on the seat closest to the doors opening. And she was on her phone, and then the train stopped, but it stopped abruptly. And her phone flew out of her hand, bounced like this, like went up in the air, and then fell into the slit between the train and the ledge.
No!
Like we all saw it, like the slit is like this big. Yeah. It like goes in perfectly. And the whole train was like, all 30 people were like, what? And she was so like, she didn't even know what to do. She was so like, it was so perfect.
Yeah.
It was like a credit card in the thing. It just fell in. And we were like, and she just confused. She got up. She gets off the train. We're all looking at each other like dumbfounded, 10 strangers. And then as the train's going away, like as we're seeing it go away, she has her phone in her hand.
What the fuck?
And we don't know how that, we like could not figure it out. To this day, baffling. But watching it go through like perfectly, you're like, that, like I could try that 1,000 times and that would never work.
That's a trick shot.
Yeah, it was a trick shot live done by the universe to fuck you.
But then it didn't even happen?
That's the part we don't know, because all of us went, literally as it was going away, all of us went, well, she has it. And we don't know, did she have a second phone?
So you all like were looking around, you like fully agreed.
It felt like we saw like a mirage, like a Matrix moment.
Yeah, you want to say second phone. If she was a magician, second phone, easy.
I felt like we were on a prank show.
Yeah.
But it was truly like a perfect like bounce, flip up, and then...
By the way, that's what happened to everyone who got a Ridge wallet. It's the exact size of a slit in a seat in a car. Yeah. Everyone that got a Ridge wallet is like, I lost my wallet in a car, I can't get it.
Yeah, but because it's in a Ridge wallet, it would survive being run over by a train.
Yes, it would. Ridge wallet has flames on it and a chain?
Oh, it does?
Damn,
they are going for their customer market.
The Big J Ridge wallet?
Dude, yeah, it looks like he sponsors it.
Yeah, I love that.
That was one of my favorite jokes at the Lewis Rose in Houston, where someone said, Big J Uggerson is so Jewish, his wallet is chained to his belt.
Yeah.
I think it was Joe
Liss. I do like that. There it is.
Yeah, I loved it.
That's
funny. Damn, the Guy Fieri special.
I love Guy Fieri so much.
He's cool.
Not to complain about.
But you want to know what's so crazy? I can't get over it. I think about it all the time. Is Hunter Fieri, his son, got none of his charisma. Like, he has the least...
Really?
The least charisma of any person I've ever met.
Oh, and they shove him into every show now.
I don't even know what he looks like.
He looks like Andrew... Yeah.
Whoa.
That's him smiling, and they probably had to shove a finger up his asshole to get that photo, like a dog.
Huh. Yeah. They have him like introduce stuff.
Yeah.
And he is just devoid.
Well, like on Tournament of Champions or whatever, he'll like interview the person who won. He'll be like, and he gets like this like energy. He'll be like, he's like, so, how did that feel? And I'm like, bro, all you had to do was ask how it went.
It's like the Chris Farley show.
It's crazy.
So you just cooked a bunch of food, huh?
And I'll be like, okay, well, good luck. I'm like, dude,
just shoot him. Just shoot him. Get another one.
I'm like, you were raised by a man with like every every centimeter of his body is charisma, and you got none of it. It's crazy.
I wonder who Guy Fieri banged to make that.
I bet she's hot.
Ooh, can we look
unless
up?
Unless he's been with her since ever. Like, it's like a Keanu Reeves situation. Whose wife is beautiful, but just appropriate.
Yeah, I wonder who his wife... Yeah, I can't even imagine.
Yeah, could you imagine fucking Guy Fieri?
Yes, because he has charm. He could, I think...
Oh, that looks about right.
Yeah. Also, he's not, like, if you shave that situation... And like clean up his hair in a different way, I bet he'd look a lot more attractive. Whatever that weird chin mullet is.
Yeah. There's a lot going on there.
Oh, it's brutal.
I mean, there's a lot going on there. Holy shit, it's like a hieroglyphic.
But he's so likable. You know, that's why he's carrying like 2,000 shows for 50 seasons.
Yeah, he looks like a character out of Crazy Taxi.
Oh, that's what he looks like, Andrew Schultz. I keep calling him Blandrew Schultz.
All right. Hey guys, today's episode is brought to you by our friends at Small Batch Cigar. Simple, fast, small batch. Having cigars in the house is a real fun, easy way to let people know you are a classy individual. And Small Batch Cigar has got you covered because they've got free shipping on every order, with almost every order arriving within 2 to 3 days in the continental United States. It's the most thorough packaging in the industry. It comes with that Bovita pack, so it's super, super fresh. They have an amazing selection of rare, limited, and hard-to-find cigars, and you earn 5% rewards points instantly with your purchase. So go to smallbatchcigar.com today, and most people click the new section first to shop the newest arrivals. And you can use our discount code GAS10, GAS10, for 10% off plus those 5% rewards points. So check them out today. smallbatchcigar.com. Simple, fast, small batch. Let's get back into the show.
Well, we have, here's a fun one.
What do you got?
This was just more impressive, and I wanted to, as, Mike, I know you have found the path of the righteous. You're off the bad stuff.
Oh, because you mean my sobriety.
Yes, you're on the path of the righteous.
Let's go, sister. I'm not a sober person, I just don't do
it. I watched a man, I don't know if this is a stunt, I don't know if this is a bar trick.
Okay.
But it is so fucking gross. It's not like he did something. It's the sheer gluttony of this alcohol weed combination. Okay. Shannon, how awful is this?
Oh shit!
It's so bad. It's just so bad.
Shannon literally
instant vomit. Instant glitch. Vomit. It's,
Shannon,
it's bad.
Wait, she vomits?
No. There is no vomit. It's how the fuck could they do this?
Okay.
I gotta see.
Oh my god.
Oh no.
So we've got one.
What is that, Jaeger?
Shooter of Jaeger.
Smirnoff?
One shooter of Smirnoff Vodka. One shooter of
Raspberry
Fireball.
Smirnoff. Oh, I see what he's gonna do. That is a bong. That is disgusting.
And that is what? Bombay
Sapphire? I know
exactly
what's gonna happen. Oh no.
Tequila.
That was tequila, excuse me.
Oh.
So that's a shot of tequila, vodka, Jaeger, and Fireball.
This is disgusting. I know exactly what's going to happen. I'm already ready to vomit. Anyone who's drank bong water before, ugh.
He has now got a dab device.
Oh, no.
That it is connected to. He's got a big old booger of weed. I couldn't do this part.
The dab?
Just the dab is too much for me. I do not have...
Dude, once I did a dab after Joey Diaz at the store. Oh, God.
He has now taken the entire dab, turned it upside down, and is now drinking that four-shot concoction and then releasing the dab.
Oh, his eyes, you can see it in there.
Bro.
He's fucking twisted.
His literal face change. Like, yeah. It looks like he was shape-shifting.
It looks like in those old movies before they had special effects prosthetics where they would just change the lighting to turn you into a monster.
Oh, my God.
That's so crazy. Like, I didn't know you could self-vampire. Like, he's straight up... Oh, that looks brutal.
What was the dab at Joey Diaz?
So I'd never done dabs before, right? And they're doing dabs. They've got like a dab tender back there at the store, right? Mm-hmm. And And so Joey does a rip and then does like half one and then has to go up on stage. And he's like, here, do you want to finish Joey's dab? And I'm like, sure, you know, because I'm like a huge pothead at the time. Sure. So I take the rest of his dab and then I'm like, give me another one. They're like, no. And I'm like, come on, I'm not going to take like half a thing, right? So I rip another one.
Oh, fuck.
Proceed to get so high I can't stand, right? Yeah, and I'm like, I got to get the hell out of this backstage because it's like all these comics. I'm like trying to like...
This is like a nightmare.
You know what I mean? It's like you don't want to be known as the person who's like straight up like...
Conked out.
So I'm trying
to... It usually goes well for women in green rooms when they're knocked out.
Oh,
so.
Brutal. So I'm trying to leave, right? And I don't know if you've been at the store. Like, you have to, like... Yeah. It either takes you outside into an alley or you have to go through the main...
Got a code, Callen?
Yeah.
So I'm, like, leaving through the main room and Tiffany Haddish is on stage. And I'm, like, I'm, like, crawling my way up the front of the stage to get out, like, using the stage to hold on. Thank God.
Oh,
like,
buddy.
Ended up vomiting in the other green room. I went to like the open mic green room and started just like vomiting like willingly, just like anything to
which
get this out of me.
Which makes it worse.
Like, oh yeah.
It's going to make it 1,000 times worse.
I'm not passed at the store. I was just doing like a spot. You know what I mean? And my friend was like, you can't just, we got to get you the fuck out of here. I'm good. Had to like, I probably stopped the car to vomit like 3 times on the way home.
Fuck. How long did it last?
Oh, I don't know. It was one of those ones, you ever get so high... Yes. You can't fall asleep and you just start shivering.
Yeah,
you ever
I hate
get the
it.
Shiver?
I don't smoke anymore because of it. I don't smoke anymore. Like, I'll hit the vape once sometimes if I'm watching basketball just because it's like on the ledge.
Yeah.
But it's usually like once every 2 weeks. Like, I'm like, hey, I've got a night off.
Because it's on the ledge?
It's like there. Yeah. I'm like, it's just there, but I don't really smoke.
You don't carry it on your person.
I don't really smoke. If we're outside of a show, people are smoking a blunt or whatever, I kind of stay away because I'm just older now and it fucks my head up. Describing what you're describing would send me to like I would be done for 2 days.
It was great. I was like an avid pot smoker, but dabs are like
crazy.
I'm like to the point where I'm
vomiting. Yeah.
Oh, brutal.
Holy shit.
And I had just flown in from New York, so you have like that time change.
So your arms were tired?
Oh, brutal.
Sorry. Her broom's at the shop. The first time I did a dab was after Ron Funches. Did Ron Funches get high, watch wrestling?
Jeez.
And it was it was Ron, Mike Lawrence, and somebody else watching wrestling clips.
Mm.
And they had dabs in the backyard. And I just did a horrible dab. It was way too much for me.
Yeah.
I watched the entire show with the water bottle on my tummy like an otter.
Yeah.
Because I needed to know where it was.
He was like
was
trying
nervous.
To break clams on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're like, drink that. And you're like, Zach's like, I never drink this stuff.
Yeah, and this is the same night I took a corner of a Star of Death from Joey.
What's a Star of Death?
They were these dark purple, almost black gummy stars.
How many milligrams?
I think were 200. And Lewis was eating them.
Lewis, I can't believe how many edibles he can
He's
eat
crazy.
In one time.
I've seen it. I've seen the wall
Have
on
you?
That trip. Yeah. Yeah. We were sitting in a diner and he got lost on his phone and Feeney left. And 20 minutes later, he goes, hey, Feeney. I went, he's been gone forever. He goes, what are we doing here? I'm like, you've been sitting here on your phone. And he's like, all right, let's leave. And then I'm sitting in the parking lot. He never comes. I found him in front of the dessert counter.
Yeah.
With his head on the glass going,
oh, no.
Ugh. I was like, do you want something? He's like, why? Do you want something, you fat piece of shit? And I'm like, you've been standing here for 20 minutes. Yeah, I bet you want something.
Oh, no. God. How many milligrams did it take to get him there?
It was a lot.
Jeez.
Yeah, because I did Legion of Skanks once, and he kept doing, like, there were, like, 100 gram ropes, you know?
Yeah.
And I just watched him one after the
it's
other. I'm
crazy.
Like, what are you doing?
That was the night I took that, and then I locked my same best friend. Mm-hmm. He had moved to LA with his chick.
Yeah.
And he left me the key to not in the building, but just to the apartment
because
he said it would be unlocked.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's the worst. That's
but
the worst feeling.
They locked it.
Yeah.
And it was going straight to voicemail because his phone was off.
Yeah.
So I saw a garage, and I went, obviously, I can go in the garage and get upstairs. Nope, door locks right behind me.
Now you're trapped in the garage.
Now I'm stuck in a garage. So after an hour in there, I was like, that looks like a smaller garage. I went, I bet if I go in there, I can get upstairs. Now I'm trapped in a 3-car garage.
At that point, turn one of them on.
I pissed out the bars.
Yeah.
Because I had to pee so bad, and I didn't want to pee on anybody's car.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah.
Then I went to lean on the gate to piss, and it slid over. It was open the whole time.
That's so funny.
It was a completely open garage.
Incredible.
All I had to do was move the gate, and I was in there for hours.
That's so funny.
Furious at my friend. Madder than I've ever been.
Madder than you've ever been for you shit. Being an idiot?
Yeah.
You piece of shit.
All you had to do was test the door. You're like, it's locked. You don't even try it.
Didn't try it
you
once.
You lazy Susan
That's
motherfucker.
Crazy.
Didn't try it once.
How are you blaming your friend in this story? Yeah, That's yeah. wild.
It's 100% my fault. I would be so useless well, you know, in an escape room.
When God closes a window.
Yeah. I can't fit through it. You guys know Faga's brother's special needs, right?
I didn't know. I assumed they all were.
Well,
I
he's
barely
got it
know
there.
The guy.
He's got it. Plus, that's just Italian.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
His brother's the only day he's like, do you want to go out? Do you want to do something? His brother's like, let me think about it. And he comes back and he's like, have you ever heard of an escape room?
Oh no.
I'm like, he's retarded. Isn't every room an escape room?
Yeah.
Fucking lock. Yeah. Get a new key.
Yeah.
You're going to take him? That sounds awful. This is the worst day I've ever heard in my life.
An escape room? Just take him to IKEA. Drop him off.
By the way, I'm not getting out of IKEA.
No.
There's arrows on the floor.
Yeah, but they don't lead out. They don't lead out. That's the trick.
It would be funny to go to IKEA and put fake arrows. Random That's, places.
Yes.
Just confuse the hell out
or
of
Or a hospital.
Yeah.
hospital. Pediatric cancer ward.
There you go. Sir, you can't be in here. No, I'm working on a thing.
Yeah.
It's just the garbage room.
Right. It's a cafeteria. It's really a dialysis.
Hospital pranks.
I mean, hospital there needs to be pranks. More hospital pranks. You need a little levity in hospital.
We do. I do hospital pranks. I like that.
I'm fine with it.
Steal a child.
Right.
Prank.
Just clip all the neonatal name bands and let them figure it out. Like, sniff your baby to find out.
Lewis is there high just on the baby thing. Just be like, oh, fuck.
I bet you want to eat one, you fat ass.
So I was visiting somebody in the hospital recently, and every time the nurse would leave, I would just take my shirt off and sit there. They would be like, please stop.
Stop doing this to us.
I would just have no shirt on, or I was just trying to be in an awkward position every time the nurse came back.
Just to fuck with her.
Yeah.
You're like, how else is he going to wake up from this coma? We gotta try everything.
We got to get him going again.
You leave, they're like, did you see that guy in the fucking green room? They go, there hasn't been a guy here in 20 years.
He died 30 years ago. We knocked out that wall to get him out of here. All right. Okay. Well, we can look at this real quick.
All right.
We've been following our girl, Brittany.
Oh, I heard I heard about this. She checked herself in.
And, you know, the last few videos, which some
Spears.
People accused of being AI.
Okay. Well, what's going
the
on
last
there?
One she posted.
There's a few where, like, so I think she's got a heavy filter on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because every once in a while, you'll see her face kind of slip.
Got it.
Oh, really? I mean, her ass looks great in the most recent
She
one.
Looks great.
Yeah.
But she is just in a mansion covered in dog shit, swinging knives at ghosts.
But that's what she's been doing.
For a while.
Is she still in that conservatorship thing?
No, they freed Britney.
Yeah, and it went, how you think?
Oh, okay, yeah, put her back.
Now, did she get a DUI?
She got a DUI recently, and I saw on PeopleMagazine.com yesterday that she voluntarily checked herself into a treatment facility.
Now, do you think that might be the deal with the DUI, like get a better...
She's doing it people have said she's doing it in anticipation of that, so that they see that she's actually doing something for herself.
Okay, do we have any more details on Sweet Brittany?
So I have, if you want to see the last video that
of
she
course.
Posted a couple hours before checking herself into rehab. I can share this.
Ooh.
I'm going to take the music off.
Yeah.
But her ass looks incredible.
She's also full boobs showing. She doesn't do a great job at blurring them out.
Well, yeah.
But she's been done doing that.
Yeah, this is kind of what she does now.
Yeah.
This is a couple hours before going to rehab.
I mean, the woman is 43, 44, looks incredible.
Yeah.
But the eyes tell the story, though.
They do.
I don't think that's booze.
No, I think it's crank.
Yeah?
What's crank?
Or meth, or just some kind of upper...
I don't know. I think that behavior is toxic.
So I'm gonna guess.
She's a slave to death.
She hit that pipe one more time, baby.
There we go. Come on, that's why we play the game.
Oops, she did it again. Hey guys, real quick, you ever wake up in the morning and just feel soft, like your coffee is warming your hands, but not doing a damn thing for your balls or your brain? Well, that's why they created Body Brain Coffee. It's not just coffee, it's coffee with purpose, specifically testosterone. Packed with clinically backed ingredients, this isn't your girlfriend's oat milk latte. This is for men who want to get their edge back in the gym, in the boardroom, and yeah, in the bedroom too. And it's not just about tea. Body Brain is also built to dial in your focus, clarity, and mood thanks to lion's mane, ashwagandha, and L-theanine. So while your basic brew is giving you the jitters and a crash, Body Brain Coffee is helping you stay sharp, calm, and locked in, all while supporting your natural testosterone levels. If you're serious about your energy, your mindset, and your masculinity, it starts with what you put in your cup. You can save 15% today with the promo code ZOO15 at bodybraincoffee.com. That's ZOO15 at bodybraincoffee.com. Powerbraincoffee.com. Power your day. Fuel your drive. Let's get back into the show.
Wait, so people are freaking out over that video. I mean, it's bad.
No, that's all she was posting.
Got it.
And I would guess this. Much like how painkillers are the highway to opiate addiction, I bet it started with Ritalin.
Oh. Yeah, maybe. I just assumed Kevin Federline got her on the junkie train and she never got off.
Shit, yeah. Is he fucked up now?
No, I mean, no, he like sued for custody and like tried to prove he was the better parent. And honestly, like, who knows?
You know what I mean? Toss up.
I mean, but I am obviously, I hate Kevin. I like him pro Britney.
I forgot about that guy completely. Truly didn't even remember that he was alive.
Sad story, Britney. Britney's story always like, honestly, sometimes when I think about her, I just like want to cry. Like,
it is terrible.
She was such a bright light.
Well, she had those interviews where they'd sit her down when she was like 16. They go, hey, your boobs got bigger. And she's like, I love Pepsi.
Yeah.
She's fucking freaking out. She was too young, you know.
When did we lose the ability to count down to when somebody was turning 18?
Oh, I got to say 2016.
What was who?
Me Too movement.
Yeah, I guess.
The second creeps started getting called out for it, we're like, oh, maybe let's not publicly broadcast this.
Yes. Yeah, do it privately.
But I feel like the Olsen twins countdown was it.
That was like a clock.
Yeah.
That was like a website.
Yeah.
And they weren't even hot.
No.
No.
Now they don't even have eyebrows.
There was a Britney one. There was a Lindsay Lohan one.
Lindsay Lohan I got.
Yeah.
How could there
be a Britney one? Britney was 18 when she was like 17 when she became famous.
I remember people counting down.
Oh, I guess she was in the Nickelodeon stuff, but I didn't know about her or like Disney, but I didn't know about her till Baby One More Time.
Yeah.
I mean, some people even waited for the... did a countdown for the Cash Me Outside girl to turn 18.
Well, that's because she had an OnlyFans on lock ready to go.
What?
She made, Bad Baby made like something like $4 million the first day on OnlyFans.
Oh my God, I would kill.
Posting a goddamn thing.
Yeah, it was wild.
God, no one wants to see us do anything. I'd kill for $40.
Yeah. I mean, I don't do anything on my OnlyFans.
I've made
$10,000 off of it because people are like so dumb. Yeah, I'll just put like regular ass pictures under a paywall and next thing you know, there's money there and then I'll get a message. Do you do anything spicy? I'm like, obviously not. You just paid $20 to see a picture of me holding my cat. Like, are you nuts?
Look at me. I can't eat anything spicy.
That's awesome.
I have like 4,000 subscribers. They get nothing.
That's incredible.
Did you do anything spicy? Yeah, you look like you ordered General Tso's without the peppers.
Every now and then I'll post like a bathing suit pic, which I would totally post on Instagram, except it's not my like brand.
Sure.
You know what I mean? But it's like nothing like, you can't catch me on it. You know what I mean?
And you put it behind a paywall and people just go, yeah, you take this.
Yeah.
Fuck, I'm going to start doing that today.
That's great.
Yeah. Mr. Chutney.
Dude, that's the move. Mr. Chutney.
Mr. Chutney,
dude. You got 25 cents for everything I sell. Folks,
yeah, tag me. We'll collab.
I do only spicy stuff. It's just me taking shits every day.
Mr. Chutney on Only Jams.
Oh, That's fucking awesome, man.
Watch this man go.
Yeah. I'm just taking a shit. A train just comes and hits me in my own fucking bathroom. Like, yep, we lost another one.
It's like watch an Indian get hit by wood. They're like, click, click, no.
Windows open, just fucking through the neck.
You know, you've seen the Indians versus train stuff, though, right?
No.
There's
no,
whole
no.
compilations.
I usually watch Indians versus waiters, and waiter loses every time.
Really?
No tip.
Ah, that'll do it. Right.
Oh, yeah, I hear they're the fucking worst at it. Like, every tour guide I know is like, when I get a group of Indians, I'm like, we are moving through this as fast as possible because there is no tip coming.
There's just,
a lot of Europeans do that too, though.
Yeah, it's like weird. It's like in different cultures, just different things. And I feel like that's just not, I don't know, maybe I'm being, you know, incorrect here or not factual, but I feel like, I don't know, they're just harsher on tipping culture.
I think, and I'm going to, please forgive me if I'm speaking out of turn here. I think Indian and some other Asians take a pride in not spending money.
Yeah, that's
like, there's
thing.
A cheap, like, there's like a, like, you're very cheap, thank you.
My dad, but that's what I say. I was like, it's true for
that's
like
the one way Asians are not like Jews at all. We're like, you're an anti-Semite, but you're still not getting anything.
I used to have jokes about my dad. I was like, my dad doesn't care what it costs. My dad cares what it used to cost.
Yeah,
that's what
funny.
My dad came in one day, and he loves going to Marshalls, and he came in one day, and he was holding a single Marshalls like grocery bag, like the plastic bags they gave you. And he goes, look at this. And then he pulls out inside a singular blank purple t-shirt, blank, nothing on it. And he goes, you see this? $4. And I was like, I'll give you $8 to give me a gun right now.
Yeah.
And then he puts it down flat on the table. He goes, see these sleeves? They don't make them like this anymore. And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know how to relate right now. Because you're just so happy that you got a t-shirt for $4. Because he's like, oh, it used to be 15. See the tag? I'm like, whatever makes you happy, buddy.
Oh, man. The market was made for him.
Yeah, it's his favorite thing is to go through a sales rack at Marshall's, which is already on sale.
Yeah.
He's so happy if he finds a deal. So.
Aw.
Yeah.
My mom loves a big Marshall's and Home Goods run for a holiday.
Oh, yeah.
My mom likes us to have, like, a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And every year, I don't know the nice way to be like, Mom, please stop giving
sucks.
Us crap.
Yeah.
It's
now,
if it's at Marshall's, It's garbage. Please stop giving us a bag of garbage.
Yeah, yeah. This bag of garbage used to be $8.
Like, thanks for the bag that I can use to throw this all
yes.
out.
Yes. It's like a cat for a gift. You like the box more than the shit in it. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Or like, it'll be like a Christmas t-shirt. It'll be like, cool. I guess I'll wear this next year if I can find it.
Yeah, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I know. Tim's family always gets us, like, she's like, there's like 7 aprons. I'm like, what? Like,
why?
And now I feel bad. I'm like, it's a gift. And it's like, how do you, the gift is accepting the gift.
Yes.
And then you can do what you want, I think.
Once you get old enough, you just go, as soon as they leave, I go, trash.
Yeah.
I don't even care. It's just trash.
That's the beauty of living in Brooklyn. I'm like, I'm not throwing it away. I'm donating it on the street.
I'm like, hammer, don't need it, trash. And there's too much stuff and it needs to go.
Have you heard the shit rule?
No.
That's what they tell hoarders. If you got shit on this, would you wash it or would you go, no, I'm throwing it out?
There's almost nothing I wouldn't throw out. What
I
are
would
you talking
throw it all
like?
Away. Throw it all away. Throw it
I
away.
I mean, like something that you were like, oh, that's like a collectible, like something I like having in the house.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
If you got shit on it, would you go, I'm going to try and wash it and save it?
Yeah.
But there's almost, I have very expensive things I love that if they got shit on it, it wouldn't be trash because it's shit. We're talking about feces, right?
Yeah.
Like, it is no longer, it. That took all of its value where once it had some. Am I wrong? Like, that's an insane metric to go by. It should be like, my thing is always like, if it was like all wrinkled at the bottom of your drawer, would you bother cleaning it and ironing it or not? You know?
I would always buy like comics merch to like support them.
Yeah.
And I've thrown away so many of my friends' t-shirts in the trash.
Yeah.
I've done it. I've been like, yeah, let me get this t-shirt. I buy it. They're like, oh, thanks so much. And I'm like, well, I can't just give you $20. And then I'll have it for a month. I'm like, I'm not fucking wearing this t-shirt.
That's what merch is for.
Yeah. It's that old Mitch Hedberg flyer joke. You're like, you throw this out.
Yeah. No, merch is just the dignity donation.
Yeah. I'm like, give me that fucking t-shirt. I've kept one merch t-shirt, and it's from Ariel Isaac Norman. Great comic. Mm-hmm. and it just said Nick Cannon. It said something about Nick Cannon needs to stop fucking or something like, or stop making kids.
Yeah,
and I was something like that, and I was like, I love that. I still wear it.
And the thing is, if you wear it, there's a good chance you're going to run into one of his kids.
Yeah, they're 10% of the population.
Yeah, he's like Attila the Hun. No, wait, who am I thinking of?
No, you're, Genghis Khan.
Genghis Khan.
I'd be like, hey Nick, if one of your kids got shit on it,
could you tell?
Oh, no.
All right, we're calling it there. Thank you guys so much for tuning into the Morning Zoo. Thank you so much to my guests, Zaya Adugi and Micah Fox from the Great Hang Podcast. We'll be back on Wednesday with another show. Thank you so much. We love you very much, and we'll see you then. Goodbye.
Everybody.
The fun's begun, no sleeping in. Noon is morning time to him. Pop a bagel, chug it down, just like your favorite obese clown. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico's Morning Zoo. It's Zach Amico's